to Recommendation 1.2. Quote, recommend that laws and policies support programs to ensure that comprehensive contraceptive information and services are provided to all segments of the population. Special attention should be given to disadvantaged and marginalized populations in their access to these services. End of quote. In many countries, contraceptive information and service programs have focused exclusively on women for a number of ideological reasons. Unfortunately, this has had the effect of burdening women with the entire responsibility for contraception, while at the same time restricting access to services even for those men who want to use contraception. Less than 9% of all users of contraceptive methods in developing countries are men. Use of vasectomy among men ranged from close to 0% in Africa to 2.2% and 2.3% in Asia and Latin America respectively 2013, while condom use ranged from 2% in Africa to 7.4% in Asia and 10.1% in Latin America. Note reference, 23. Rights-based approach to contraception should invest in correcting this anomaly by making contraceptive information and services widely available to men and boys through service delivery mechanisms that take on board their specific needs and preferences. For contraceptive information and services to be inclusive and provided to all segments of the population, the very terminology of family planning may need to be dropped, so that those who require contraceptive services outside the context of family, for example single persons, adolescents and young people, sex workers, do not feel intimidated and excluded. Combining contraceptive services with maternal health care, the classic MCH/FP programming model, is another example of discriminatory programming that sends signals to the community that single women, non-mothers, women who have not yet begun childbearing or women who do not intend having children, as well as men, they are not considered as potential clients. An inclusive contraceptive information and services program will not be a vertical stand-alone program but an integral component of a comprehensive sexual and reproductive health SRH program. See Box 2 for the components of a comprehensive SRH program that takes into account the diverse needs of specific population subgroups. Unmet need for contraception is much higher among adolescents 15 to 19 years than among women aged 20 to 49 years in Asia, Africa and in Latin America. Note reference. 25. Lack of sexuality education, legal barriers to access and lack of affordability are all factors that contribute to the high levels of unmet need for contraception among adolescents and young people. However, even in the absence of legal and policy barriers, social attitudes related to adolescents and young people's sexuality may deter health workers from providing services. Evidence shows that adolescents and young people often face discrimination in contraceptive service provision. According to studies in Kenya, Zambia, Laos, PDR and China, health providers often believe that distributing contraceptives to adolescents and young people will encourage promiscuity. Note reference, 26. Sidebar. Box 2. Components of a comprehensive package of SRH services. A comprehensive package of SRH services includes contraceptive FP/birth spacing services, antenatal care, skilled attendance at delivery, and postnatal care. Management of obstetric and neonatal complications and emergencies. Safe abortion services and provision of post-abortion care. Prevention and treatment of reproductive tract infections, RTIs and sexually transmitted infections, STIs including HIV/AIDS. Early diagnosis and treatment for breast cancer and reproductive tract cancers in women and men. Promotion, education and support for exclusive breastfeeding. Prevention and appropriate treatment of subfertility and infertility. Active discouragement of harmful practices such as female genital cutting, FGC. Adolescent sexual and reproductive health services. Prevention and management of gender-based violence, GBV. Source, adapted from Rearing IH and Campbell PB. Improving reproductive health care within the context of district health services, the hands-on manual for planners and managers. New York UNFPA 2004. Note reference, 24. End of sidebar. Fear of being scolded and humiliated by the provider is an often reported reason for not use of SRH services by adolescents in many developing countries. Young women are more affected by providers' gender double standards regarding appropriate sexual behavior. Note reference, 27. Note reference, 28. Note reference, 29. Young or nulliparous women may be denied contraception because of provider beliefs that contraceptive is not for women without any children. Note reference, 30. Note reference, 31. Sufficient evidence and know-how exists on how to set up youth-friendly sexual and reproductive health services. Because young people are not a homogeneous group, contraceptive information and services for them would have to be available in multiple sites to cater to their page 22. Varying needs. For example, school-based services will not cater to out-of-school youth, whose numbers may be significant in some settings. Studies show that whatever the location, young people wanted assurance of privacy and confidentiality, affordable or free services, and youth-friendly staff. Note reference, 32. Note reference, 33. Note reference, 34. Note reference, 35. Discrimination by race, ethnicity and socioeconomic status in the delivery of contraceptive services are prevalent in many settings. Note reference, 36. Note reference, 37. Note reference, 38. Note reference, 39. And usually takes the form of being pressured to limit family size and to use contraception for their own good. Requests for contraceptive services by women with disabilities are often met with shock and surprise and subject to interrogation by healthcare providers who tended to assume that persons with disabilities are asexual. Note reference, 40. Note reference, 41. People living with HIV are often told by health providers that they should refrain from sex and childbearing, and may fear seeking contraceptive services. The risk of being coerced into sterilization would also be a barrier to accessing contraceptive services for PLHIV. Note reference, 42.